Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, kind-hearted viewers. Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchong Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the European Union puts restriction on the use of pesticides. In health news, the Public Health Association of Australia encourages eating less meat. In animal welfare news, canine companions and their caregivers receive shelter from the cold in a Belgian city. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 24th, is Estonia's Independence Day, commemorating its achievement of autonomy in 1918. This richly forested country is located in Eastern Europe between Latvia and Russia. Estonia's historic center of Tallinn, which dates back to the 13th century, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Interestingly, Estonia has more meteor craters per square mile than any other country. Its largest island, Saaremaa, is famous for the Corley crater, which formed sometime between 4,000 and 7,500 years ago. We wish the lovely Estonian people a joyful Independence Day.
Fly-in News.
2 Minutes to Change, global event on Supreme Master Qinghai Day, a success. On February 22nd, our association members and participating groups worldwide froze themselves for 2 full minutes, inviting the public to pause and consider the dire state of our warming earth. The date of February 22nd also coincides with Supreme Master Qinghai Day, which honors the caring and dedicated efforts of the world-renowned humanitarian. On this year's 15th anniversary of the occasion, Governor Jim Doyle of Wisconsin, one of 6 U.S. states that had been a recipient of aid from Supreme Master Qinghai following natural disaster, sent to her the following letter of appreciation.
Supreme Master Qinghai, on behalf of the state of Wisconsin, I would like to congratulate you on the successful launch of Supreme Master Television and thank you for the work you have done for people in need in the United States and around the world. It is crucial for people to realize the common links of humanity and reach out to those who may be suffering. Your humanitarian work during the floods in the Midwest after Hurricane Katrina and in Bangladesh is an inspiration for us all to selflessly give to those who cannot help themselves. I thank you again for the help you have given and wish you the best of luck in future endeavors. Sincerely, Jim Doyle, Governor, State of Wisconsin, USA.
Having donated well over $20 million US to date, often to victims of climate-related disasters, Supreme Master Qinghai has also provided much hope, guidance, and the best solution for alleviating these events, which is encapsulated in the slogan she created.
It's Be Fetch, Go Green, Save the Planet.
On Supreme Master Qinghai Day, in more than 25 cities on 6 continents, an array of fun activities were arranged that invited thousands more people to support the most compassionate and fastest way to save the planet.
Que todo el mundo se haga vegetariano, porque es una muy bonita forma de vida. Y así, todos juntos ayudaremos al planeta. Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico.
Our New Zealand Association members put on a veg-themed concert and cooked free veggie sausages and hamburgers for a stream of visitors. Many were pleasantly surprised to discover these delicious meat alternatives.
Over 200 association members in Jakarta, Indonesia, peacefully walked their way downtown carrying large, attractive banners.
In Santiago, Chile, 5,000 SOS flyers designed by Supreme Master Qinghai were handed out to individuals who expressed their curiosity and concern.
In some regions like Goiânia, Brazil, specially invited participants such as professors and government officials were present. And in Trafalgar Square in London, United Kingdom, distinguished speakers were invited to share the benefits of being veg with the audience.
If everybody in the world stopped eating meat, then the whole world would change in so many different ways.
Our Hungarian Association members rallied the support of vegetarian celebrity Lar Andras at a gathering in the heart of the capital city of Budapest.
In South Korea, 350 association members staged a dramatic performance that contrasted a beautiful vegetarian world with a perishing meat diet world.
The responses from the public and media, including mainstream and national television, radio, internet, and newspapers, were overwhelmingly favorable.
No tenemos más que este planeta, tenemos que salvarlo como sea.
My name is Mo, and I've just joined vegetarianism. It's something that we need to take it forward to masses.
There is certainly a move forward in that respect, and I urge everybody to become at least vegetarian or vegan to help save the animals, help save the planet, and just increase compassion in the world.
What an exciting day. Our appreciation to our association members around the world whose efforts made this event a success. Above all, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving inspiration and tireless endeavors to save our planet. May more and more people turn to the solution of the meat-free diet for all to greet a wonderful future.
Australian writer receives royal pardon. Following his detainment since last August, Mr. Harry Nicolades has been officially pardoned and freed by Thai King Pumipon Adulyadej. While in prison, the author had written a personal apology to the king for any offense taken by remarks made in one of his books, and appealed to His Majesty's grace in granting clemency. Thai and Australian officials were also instrumental in working together to help secure Mr. Nicolades' freedom. We convey our respectful gratitude, Your Majesty, for your compassionate decision, and our thanks to all the Thai and Australian personnel involved in Mr. Nicolades' release. Wishing him a safe journey home to be reunited with loving family and friends.
Italy, Australia, and Chechnya act to reduce alcohol consumption. In an effort to protect the well-being of all visitors and residents of Rome, leaders in the Italian capital have approved new rules limiting the hours in which alcohol can be purchased. The Australian government of New South Wales also launched a campaign encouraging 16 to 20-year-old youths toward reduced alcohol consumption and increased social responsibility. And in Chechnya, President Ramzan Kadyrov recently signed a decree restricting alcohol's hours of sale, as well as banning all sales during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Our accolades, Chechnya, New South Wales, Australia, and Rome, Italy, for curbing access to alcohol to better the health of the public. We look forward to this harmful substance soon becoming a thing of the past for the happiness of families and a more peaceful society.
Anti-drinking program in Formosa or Taiwan finds success. Building on achievements made in 2008 to reduce alcohol abuse in the Aboriginal population, Formosa's Council of Indigenous Peoples is continuing its efforts this year with a nearly doubled funding level of $300,000. With alcohol being the main cause of fatalities among the Indigenous people, 12 Aboriginal townships voluntarily joined in seeking to reduce its consumption in 2008, with one township seeing a 25% decrease. Council of Indigenous Peoples and participating communities, our hearts are gladdened to hear of your progress in restoring and protecting people's health. May all Aboriginal people of Formosa celebrate the dignity of alcohol-free lives. Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. Stars sparkle and shine at the Oscars. Sunday's 81st Academy Awards in Hollywood, USA, once again honored the movie industry's finest achievements and contributions. This year's event, much like others in Oscar tradition, was an international festivity, attracting viewers and celebrities from around the globe.
I am James Cromwell, and this is Laurie. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Hi, I'm Alana Curry. Be veg, go green, and save the planet. I am Luther Ricknow. You are watching Supreme Master Television. Be green, save the planet, because the Hulk is green, and you always wonder why he saves the planet. So, it goes hand in hand.
This classy event and evening galas were graciously attended by celebrities like humanitarians Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, who had been nominated for Best Actress and Best Actor, respectively, and vegetarian actresses Natalie Portman as well as Anne Hathaway, who was also nominated for Best Actress.
Supreme Master Television attended the Night of 100 Stars Gala before the ceremony and spoke with the stars about their Oscar favorites as well as their favorite rightful causes.
This is Supreme Master Television in California, USA at the Beverly Hills Hotel Crystal Ballroom at the 19th Annual Night of 100 Stars. Do you have any charities that you would like to promote to our viewers?
I'm a vegan and I don't eat any meat, any animal products, so animals I hold, you know, very close to my heart. Some of my favorite are Farm Sanctuary, Best Friends Animal Society, and the Humane Society, of course, ASPCA, all very good ones.
Australian actor Hugh Jackman hosted the celebratory occasion where nominees and winners alike originated from a compelling array of genre and storylines.
The film was supposed to sweep you away, but Slumdog Millionaire took us into a place we had never been. And yet, strangely enough, it kind of incorporated the American dream with the world dream. And so somehow simple is better, and you know, you can come from literally nothing and become something.
The critic and viewer favorite, Slumdog Millionaire, filmed in India, garnered 8 Oscars, 10 nominations, and was presented with wins in highly coveted categories like Best Picture and Best Director. British actress Kate Winslet was awarded this year's Best Actress Oscar, with American actor Sean Penn winning the Best Actor prize. The late Australian actor Heath Ledger was commemorated as Best Supporting Actor, while Spanish-born actress Penelope Cruz took home her first Oscar as Best Supporting Actress. The U.S.-made film, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, enjoyed wins in areas such as visual effects and art direction. Meanwhile, eco-advocating WALL-E was awarded Best Animated Feature of the Year.
The standing ovation for tonight's Oscar winners, and congratulations all nominees. May their stars shine ever bright as they graciously share their talent to entertain, enlighten, and bridge cultures among audiences worldwide.
Firefighters revive life-saving dog. In Tennessee, USA, firefighters saved the life of Lucky, a Cocker Spaniel, who had remained inside a burning apartment after waking his caregiver, Ernest Spaulding Sr., to alert him to the fire. When firefighters arrived, they rescued Lucky and then worked to revive him by providing assisted breathing with an oxygen mask. After 10 minutes, Lucky began breathing on his own again. Both Lucky and Mr. Spaulding were treated medically for smoke inhalation and later released. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Lucky with the Shining World Hero Award for his noble deed. A hero salute, Lucky, for your life-saving actions in waking Mr. Spaulding, and our sincere gratitude to the courageous and devoted firefighters for bringing Lucky to safety and back to life. We wish Mr. Spaulding and his special canine companion many more years of shared friendship and joy.
Save our planet. Climate change displaces U.S. flora and fauna. New research from Drs. Teresa and Michael Crimmins, along with naturalist Mr. Dave Bertelson at the University of Arizona, USA, has revealed that the habitat of over 90 plant species in the state's Santa Catalina Mountains have begun blooming at higher elevations at the same time that regional summer temperatures have been noted to increase over the past 20 years. In another study, the U.S.-based Audubon Society found that rising temperatures have been accompanied by a 35-mile northward shift of more than half of the 300 bird species in North America. Researchers say global warming is the only feasible explanation for so many birds now spending the cold season in more northern locales. University of Arizona researchers and Audubon Society, we appreciate your careful observations that show clearly the disruptive effects of climate change on both plants and animals. As we comprehend consequences such as these, may we quickly make the necessary steps toward a sustainable future for our ecosphere. In light of such alarming changes in the balance of nature, Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently urges the public to switch to the animal-free diet to ensure the survival of all life. She addressed this theme in the following excerpt while speaking to an audience of guests, dignitaries, and the media via a video conference in Formosa or Taiwan on June 29, 2008.
Just break the flesh-eating habit. Go back to natural diet, the vegetarian diet. Please try the vegetarian diet. It's very easy. Just try. You will be glad you do. Because the way things are going right now, most of the living beings on the planet will perish very much likely within a few years only. So if, in that case, it will perish anyway, so what is the use of meat or not meat? Our parents, ourselves, our friends, our beloved animals, pets, our children, and the future generation. Please just forsake that piece of meat and replace it with a piece of tofu. Or any vegetarian protein is full of life, full of love, and it will save the world we live in.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavacara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind that cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adil Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. Indian state offsets climate change with forest coverage. At a recent International Congress on Global Warming held in the state of Tamil Nadu, India, Forest Minister Mr. N. Salvaraj said that the state's tree cover had increased to almost 33%. Minister Salvaraj added that this was due to concerted efforts to reduce the impact of climate change, including a tree cultivation project launched in 2007, through which 10 million saplings are now being planted annually. Wow, what an eco-accomplishment! Kudos, Minister Salvaraj and Tamil Nadu State, for your progressive green developments. Blessed be endeavors such as these in recovering the verdant health and beauty of our precious Earth.
Save our planet. China to implement energy-efficient buses. China's northeastern province of Yilin will soon welcome 70 electric buses for passenger transport. Powered by lithium-ion batteries that can be recharged in just 20 minutes, this fleet has a range of over 300 kilometers per charge. Beginning in June, 50 of these clean 24-seat vehicles will be launched in Chongqing City, with another 20 in the city of Liaoyuan. What exciting news! A green salute, Yilin Province, for this comfortable new public transportation that improves the environment at the same time. We look forward to the advancement of many such sustainable technologies as these. Save Our Planet. A body of UK engineers states that without climate change mitigation, British citizens should prepare for such effects as massive land loss in coastal areas, including the City of London.
Save Our Planet. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and top Chinese leaders agree to partner in addressing global warming prior to the upcoming climate meeting in Copenhagen.
Laffy the Sayola, and I'm totally vegan. I'm here with a tip on helping the earth. Polystyrene, or foam, is used in the making of packing material, food trays, cups, plates, bowls, and many other items. This kind of material takes a long time to disintegrate in the environment. There are so many great alternatives now, including packing material made out of biodegradable cornstarch and cups and plates made from recycled paper. Please be kind to the nature and choose the available eco-friendly products. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for your attention. Here's the weather around our marvelous globe.
In good governance news, the European Union prohibits the use of pesticides.
The European Parliament passed legislation banning 22 chemicals currently in use, which are known to be cancer-causing. Furthermore, in response to the alarming decline in the bee population, the European Union has moved to prohibit the use of all pesticides that scientists believe are harmful to bees. According to the Pesticides Action Network Europe, the pollination of bees is necessary for about 80 million tons of food grown in the European Union. Our sincere thanks, European Union, for your wise actions. We pray that practices such as these will herald a healthier and more sustainable era for the Earth and all her precious inhabitants.
In health news, the Public Health Association of Australia, or PHAA, advises consuming less animal products. Mr. Michael Moore, Chief Executive Officer of the PHAA, highlighted that eating less animal products leads to a decrease in carbon emissions. He said, "A small reduction in eating red meat and dairy would be a positive step for the environment and generally a positive step for health." We're grateful, Mr. Moore, for your very sensible suggestion. May the wonderful vegan path be discovered and enjoyed by all for a peaceful and thriving planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a city in Belgium offers shelter for homeless people and their animal companions. We'll go be alone with God for a short while, be back soon. More alleviating news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In animal welfare news, the city of Liège in Belgium offers shelter for people without homes and their canine companions. Even during freezing conditions, homeless people would not take refuge without their animal friends. To encourage them to come inside, the city's social welfare agency has opened the doors of a local soccer club to 8 people and their dog companions. Mr. Michel Fauet, Secretary General of the Liège Social Welfare Agency, hopes the successful project will be adopted by other cities. Kudos, Liège city officials, for offering this caring service to our animal friends. We are sure your loving consideration is greatly appreciated.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Best Feature.
Cô nàng nè kia ổng ẻo anh ơi anh chàng kia ơi à, trong con người của em anh thích khuôn mặt xinh đẹp hay là dáng người thon thả của em vậy? Anh chàng nói anh yêu thích nhất là cái ốc hài hước của em.
And now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline comes from Mr. John Carmody, the founder of Ireland's The Animal Rights Action Network.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I am writing to say thank you for everything you are doing to help the planet and its animals, and for promoting veganism and vegetarianism across the globe. Your Dublin Centre is also doing an amazing job and is very active in promoting Supreme Master Television and the good work you are doing. They also help us to continue our work to help stop cruelty to animals and promote vegetarianism, without which we would not be able to do. For this I am grateful to you and to your Dublin Centre. John Carmody, Limerick, Ireland. The Animal Rights Action Network.
Dear Mr. Carmody, for all your wonderful work on behalf of our animal co-inhabitants, we are very thankful. We pray Earth citizens soon realise that vegetarianism is the only hope for the future of all beings and our planet. Let us continue to work together to give people the information they urgently need to make intelligent and life-sustaining decisions. With heaven's abundant blessings to you and all the compassionate people of Ireland.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the highest love shine on our world. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. During a visit to Yemen, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner met with Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh to discuss enhancing the country's cooperative relations.
The All China Federation of Trade Unions, or ACFTU, states it will provide support to over 10 million unemployed migrant workers in 2009 through such aids as living assistance and job training.
The MacDonald family in Victoria State, Australia, whose home was untouched by the wildfires, has been helping those in need by freely providing use of their phone, shower, and clothes washing facilities.
A Palestinian delegation to Jordan expresses gratitude to King Abdullah II for his country's support, which includes Jordan's medical treatment of 12,500 Gazans in military field hospitals.
In a small village in Siberian Russia, a pet therapy center that opened 2 years ago has improved the lives of 160 special needs children, including developing better morals, communication, and self-esteem.
Egypt provides Kenya with 183 metric tons of food to be distributed to people most affected by the current drought conditions.
Mr. Cao Duwang, one of the wealthiest businessmen in China, announces plans to set up a $600 million U.S. dollar foundation for charities.
Let the Animals Live, an Israeli organization dedicated to animal welfare, sends food and medical aid for animals in Gaza, Palestine.
United States legislators send a letter to President Barack Obama, urging him to enforce a ban on importing assault weapons.
Christopher Ross, new special UN envoy to Western Sahara, travels to North Africa to restart negotiations for a lasting agreement between Morocco and the Polisario movement.
Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.